In a sweet spot between Bach and ABBA might be one way to place the music of Caroline Shaw, and as we'll hear in a moment, the Pulitzer Prize and Grammy-winning composer, violinist and vocalist with her group Room Full of Teeth wouldn't have too much objection to the description. Shaw's music mixes old-school melodic pleasure with restless, sometimes plain hilarious invention, which is one reason her sound is beloved of TV music directors who've co-opted its ability to sound frothy and devastating at the same time to soundtrack the acting of, say, a Jesse Eisenberg in Fleischman is in Trouble or a Sean Bean in Marriage. Caroline Shaw is in Ireland this weekend for Louth Contemporary Music Society's Folks Music Festival, ahead of which she riversided with Culturefile. I've just discovered you on TikTok. You gave it a little go in the middle of the pandemic, did you?
I did. I was like, what's this? It's deleted from my phone. I couldn't do it anymore.
But there is something quite beautiful there, which is that you decided to do a duet with somebody. Did you know that person? Or it's like somebody in TikTok, you can make a duet video and if you're lucky, Caroline Shaw will drop in and do the harmonies for you.
Oh, well, that was, ironically, that person is sitting about 6 feet away from me right now. So we barely knew each other before, but we had met. She was just in the pandemic wanting to sing with people, and you couldn't sing with people. And she's like, oh, I want to sing duets on TikTok. And I said, oh, how do you, I messaged her, how do you do that? And so I just decided to sing the song with her, and then we later fell in love. So that is the only thing I've ever done on TikTok.
That is a TikTok romance, then.
It really
is. It exists. That's Danny Lee.
Mm-hmm, Danny Lee. Yep. Yeah. Beautiful songs.
I was also in there. You did a little version of another thing that you do that I love, which is the version of "Lay All Your Love on Me." And I was thinking, is that where it started? It's like you've got your violin and you're using it like it's a ukulele, kind of.
I sort of did that a few weeks before this record with So Percussion, called Let the Soil Play a Simple Part. On the record, it's a duet with layered marimbas, and I wanted to make something that I could do on my fire escape.
Don't go wasting your emotion.
What you do there is we can watch you kind of dealing with the rests in it, which are kind of like such a huge part of the way you interpret that. And there's one big long rest where you kind of look up at the camera and go, yep, I'm just going to sit here in this little space for a while.
Yeah, we wanted to do something. I said, what if you took just the chorus from ABBA's Lay All Your Love on Me, and it's just that, and it's slowed down, and you actually have to feel every single beat. It's important. It's sort of, that's where all the tragedy of the song exists, in those rests.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I do feel guilty talking to you about ABBA's composition, but I think it sort of does feel like a piece of your own music when you sit and listen to it, and the experience of it feels a little bit like that.
Lay all your love on me.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. I people say, what do you listen to, when you're not writing music? Because I mostly am in silence. I can't listen to a lot of music because I'm writing a lot. But when I do, it's either Bach, Well-Tempered Clavier, or it's ABBA Gold. So I love their harmonies and the just like the fun of it, but also the like beautiful production and like great melodies. It's so natural, and there's such like hit after hit.
And ABBA are pretty good too. You bring the two together there, which is kind of magical.
It's the two things that I love together. Always sung in choirs growing up in an Episcopal church in the U.S. and was always kind of a good choral singer and the proper second alto who sings all the right notes and blends well. And then I later joined. I was a violinist and kind of intended to play in a string quartet. And later on, joined Roomful of Teeth, which is an 8-voice ensemble, right when it was just a workshop and just beginning. And that ensemble really kind of opened my voice and my ears up to different ways of singing, and I became more confident. And only in the last few years have I started to sing solo. But I do kind of use my voice a lot when I'm writing.
What a song!
Even if I'm writing something orchestral, imagining, you know, what the clarinet or the trumpet line feels like in the voice. And there's so many of these instruments that originally came from accompanying singers. So it's a big tool in writing, but it's something that I am very lucky to get to do in life.
Just the same, or violets as
I love going to concerts where you're sitting, you know, you might be sitting 50 or 100 feet away, but there's something really exciting about hearing that sound right next to your ear. And with So Percussion, we really made that album in the studio, so very little of it is written down. It wasn't through composed, it was built more like a band. So, you know, the way that Beatles went into the studio and say, hey, let's write, here are some fragments of songs, let's build them together and see what, use the studio as a tool. And now I'm working on a project with Danny Lee, and the band is called Ringdown, where we're building everything basically in the studio. We've gone into the studio to record, things are written down, and really enjoying the getting the proper sound of the bass or the sound of the synth or the right kind of reverb, and thinking back to just older ways of recording this record with Roomful of Teeth, Rough Magic. Bill Britell, who wrote one of the big pieces on the record called Psychedelics. Is really interested in this idea of kind of virtual reality and alternative realities for the voice and identity. And he's used, like, truly, truly used the studio as a tool in placing the voices and tuning them and making them sometimes feel artificial and sometimes very, very human. That's something that I'm really excited about in music when I hear it, when I hear musicians, whether they're players or singers, whatever the instrument, they're taking something and making it their own. And you know that there are five different ways that they would feel comfortable doing it. So I try to write music that allows for, I always say, like, allows people to, has the space to walk around and be yourself in it. The way that I think a good play is written, there's, you don't read it one way. There's no one single production.
Caroline Shaw there, and she'll be performing with the Esposito Quartet on Saturday, 17th of June, 5 p.m. at the Spirit Store, Dundalk. But events begin in Dundalk on Friday night with Chamber Choir Ireland, conducted by Paul Hillier, featuring Caroline Shaw at St. Nicholas Church at 8 p.m.